President Price, members of the Board of Control, faculty, glad parents, and members of the class of 1969. You are very happy today. When I look at the members of the faculty, I find too that they are happy. It means that the battle of words is over. When you received your assignments, when you thought that they were too large or too much, you said those stupid professors. And when you didn't bring up this assignment, the professor would say, those dumb students. I said that the battle is over. And I want to congratulate you today, this your day. And I want to call your attention to a portion of scripture that is recorded in Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. We read in the 15th chapter, in the 10th verse, as follows. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain, but I labored more abundant than they all. You today are leaving this institution. You're going out into a world that is full of problems. You find these problems are international, nations rising up against nations. And we find these problems also in our own country. We find racial strife. And where men hate and where men boast about it. In time like these, when it seemed that we are living in an age of confusion, it is a time when there's challenge and opportunity, but there's also a time when we seem to be living in a delusion. Problems all about us. Problems in the church. And in our day, it seemed that the false prophets are having a field day. The world as we live, and the so-called visible church. You find that many are turning their backs upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then you're going out into a world that doesn't know anything about Christ. And to a time you will find that within your own congregation, you find coldness and indifference. The lack of love. People who do not care what happened in the world. This is the kind of world that you will have to face as you go out from this institution. And while the world boasts about what it has accomplished, and while the world boasts about what is going on today, you as a member of God's church, as young ministers of Jesus Christ, should share the confession of Paul. First, Paul said, I was called by grace. Secondly, Paul said, I labor by grace. He says here in the words of our text, by the grace of God, I am that I am. Paul could have said something else. He could have said that by the grace of God, Paul is what he is because of what Paul has done. He had many other things he could have said to separate him from the love which he had in Christ Jesus. But Paul did not boast about it. He could have said that I am a Jew. And he could have boasted about his racial stock. And he could have said this, that I am a Jew. I am the son of Abraham. Moses, he could have said, is the giver of the law and interpreter of righteousness. He could have boasted about his race, but Paul did not do that. He could have boasted about his religion. He was a Pharisee at one time, and he could have said that my sex stood out, and I was one who indeed for the Pharisee of the Pharisees. But he did not boast about that. He could have boasted about this, that I am a Roman citizen. But Paul didn't boast about that. He boasted about one thing, that is, he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul did not forget what he was, what he had become by the grace of God. He did not forget the day when he was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church of Christ. He did not forget that it was God who stopped him. And he and crowd on the least, less than the least. I don't know how small the less than the least is, but less than the least that I should be called an apostle of Christ. It was Christ who called him and put him into the kingdom. It was Christ not only who called him and put him into the kingdom, but Paul said he had become what he was by the grace of God. You notice he doesn't say, I am what I am, but I am that I am. With the grace of God who lifted him out of the mire. The grace of God through Christ Jesus, who had converted him and made of him an apostle. Paul did not forget, and he thanked God for putting him into the ministry. He ascribes all to the grace of God. And you notice, as he speaks of this grace of God, he's not speaking about any kind of grace, but he's talking about the grace of God in Christ. The grace that lifted him from sin. The grace that saves. The grace that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them. This is the grace that Paul was speaking of. And this grace said, I am that I am. But not only does Paul say that by the grace of God I am what I am, but I said, he said, unto this, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ my Lord. Must not you make this confession today? That there's the grace of God that has come to you. It was God through baptism wash you from your sins. And no doubt brought you up in a Christian home or sent a missionary from somewhere. And brought to you the word of life. To some of you it might be a heritage. And you might have the tendency to boast. But Paul would not have boasted about that. He would have boasted only in one thing, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. Not only what the cross was and what it had done for him, but what the cross had done through him. because God himself used him as a tool, as he would say, to preach the gospel. What I am. Others boast about other things. Paul gloried in the cross of Christ because God had made of him an apostle, a minister of Christ. God has done the same thing for you. And you're going out now in the world to carry the same message of the grace of God to sinners. Shouldn't you thank God today for putting you into the ministry? Must not you proclaim with the Apostle Paul, by the grace of God, I am what I am? Because it is all grace. Grace alone. That God himself has called you to the ministry. But Paul does not stop there. He continues to say, I labor more abundant than they all. He is saying just this. Not only have I been called by grace, but I labor by grace. And no doubt somewhere will go out and have success. Gaining souls for Christ. But remember, you don't gain one soul. Another thing to remember, that you don't use gadgets to bring people around the church. It might bring them around, but it will not bring them in. There's one thing that will bring them in, and that's the grace of God which is in Christ Jesus. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So Paul said he labored. Not because it was in Paul to labor, but God was working through Paul, and God would work through you. I labor more than they all. Paul said that he become all things to all men that he might save some. You will face this too. Going out into a world, I say, with racial strife. What are you going to do? Are you going to boast because of your stock? You are to see every man that you come in contact with as a blood-bought soul. One who has been redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have the message, my young friend, that the world sorely needs. The gospel of peace. And therefore you labor. Not because you expect that God will give you a reward. But you labor because you have faith and you have been regenerated. You have been born again. That's the expression I like to use. And you have been converted. I labor more abundant than they all. And Paul labored among the Gentiles. Because he could find no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Because he said the same Lord redeemed all. And he said, as much as any, willing to preach the gospel to all people whom he come in contact with. And this is what you are to do. By the grace of God you labor. If you have success, ascribe it to the grace of God. And you are not required to save one soul. But you are to carry the message that will save the soul. This is what God requires of you. If you would share the conviction of Paul and his confession, today you would say, by the grace of God, I am that I am. And then you say that God's grace is not wasted on me. Because I'm going to use what God has given me for the extension of his kingdom. Now, as you leave this institution, then, let me urge you to do one thing. And this is the only thing that is going to save America, or save the world as far as that is concerned. Men will not come to Christ unless the message of peace is brought to them. Let me urge you to preach the gospel. In our day, I get fearful. Fearful about the gospel, so-called gospel I hear. And I wonder sometime which direction I'll be going. It's up to you to preach this gospel. Preach the gospel! This is the only thing going to save America, that is going to tear down every wall that separates men. And this is the only thing that will bring men into the kingdom and move them to call Christ Lord. And you're going to labor abundantly. You know, Paul speaks of this when he talked about what he went through for the gospel. Tell us about when he's in the deep and when he was persecuted. But Paul remembered one thing. He said, none of these things. It did not matter what it was, moved me. I want to finish my course with joy. He had the message the world need, and you have the message the world need. Will you not preach the gospel? Share with Paul and labor. I know that is not a good word. Labor. That's what Paul said he did. And you ought to labor. If you do this, your ministry will be a success. And then you go out into the world as men, as king men. And then you remember, every time you ascend the pulpit, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And may you make this confession also, that God's grace was not wasted on me, but I labor more abundant than they all. May God bless you and keep you, and give you a prosperous ministry. And may you labor Christ, and may you preach the unsearchable wisdom of God. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.